One of the storylines in this weekend's Daytona 500 is Jimmy Johnson and his final start in the Great American Race. Jimmy's success in this race started in his rookie season in 2002, when he earned his first career pole.
One of the storylines we mentioned a few moments ago was the fact that we have a couple of first-timers on the front row for the Daytona 500. On the Bud pole, only his fifth Winston Cup start is Jimmy Johnson out of Hendrick Motorsports.
Qualifying here on the pole in such fashion is just a dream come true for myself. You know, great accomplishment for Rick Hendrick and Jeff Gordon as a car owner now, and Lowe's to start off the 2002 season. We're very happy.
Johnson ended the day in 15th place. It was just 4 years later when he won his first Daytona 500.
Jimmy Johnson looks in the rearview mirror, trouble further back. Greg Biffle goes around, but Jimmy Johnson is headed to victory lane.
Jimmy Johnson off turn four, comes into the trioval with plenty of breathing room. They're battling it out for a second. Jimmy Johnson's going to win the 48th Daytona 500.
I'm floored. We won the Daytona 500. I remember DW jumping around in victory lane when he won the Daytona 500, and I feel like doing the same right now.
In 2013, he won his second Harley J. Earl Trophy.
Off of turn number four, it's the Lowe's Chevrolet. Johnson leads off the corner.
Jimmy Johnson takes his Chevrolet to the bottom of the racetrack. Dale Earnhardt Jr. will look to the inside, look to the outside, but he will not get it done. And Jimmy Johnson has won the Daytona 500 for the second time in his career.
Well, there's no other way to start the season than to win the Daytona 500. I'm a very lucky man to have won it twice, and very honored to be on that trophy with all the greats that have ever been in our sport.
Even though this will be Jimmy's 19th Daytona 500, he still gets that special feeling when the engines fire.
The 500 is always a bit overwhelming, I think, because we've been off for a few months and then, you know, we're at our Super Bowl. But that moment, firing the engines, is the same. I have the same butterflies and the same excitement that I did when I was 8 years old kickstarting my dirt bike. I mean, that's part of that experience I've chased my whole life, and still thankfully have it each time I get in.
This is 48 Stories with Jimmy Johnson on the Motor Racing Network.